if we're going to continue, why don't we just ask to extend the time? It's now 10:42 on the East Coast.
Understandable. That will require a motion by someone.
This
but it's
is great,
a request
Aaron.
To extend 15, 20 minutes.
Second.
Okay. And I have another.
Serene?
Well, and then you're also next on the stack, Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
But
I have
right
an alternative proposal, please.
Are there any objections to 20 minutes? I hear you, Serena.
I'm trying to offer a substitute, if I can be recognized. Robert.
Wait. Ms. Roberts.
I move that we go to 11:15.
Second.
Are there any objections to going to 11:15 Eastern? Hearing no objections, so moved. Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes. May
Did someone object?
I object.
No. Who is that that objects?
I'm sure.
Somebody that is not in the board seat yet can object, sir?
I guess we'll have to go to a vote on it.
That's what I want.
After
I have asked for a point of information.
Brown
request
and
for information. Request for information.
And I'm pretty sure.
Nancy had a request for information.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I would like to ask if in the past there have been other T&D directors that have held offices that were questionable with respect to whether or not they are public office, and if there are any other current T&D members who hold public office other than that are considered as public office other than Sharon that are on the T&D currently. And
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Gambisi, point of information.
What is your question? Nancy, just so you know, I don't have that information. Maybe someone else will have that. Bill, what's your question?
Well, the individual chair, the individual...
Aren't we discussing a motion to extend time? And how is Ms. Sorden's question germane to a motion to extend time?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Bill. I'm sorry. I thought we were still on the other question.
Right. I was trying to just keep the stack going. I'm trying to make sure that everyone gets
right?
a chance to speak. But that means that right now Jim Brown should have the floor.
On what issue, Chairman? Point of information, Chairman, on what issue are we talking about now? Are we talking about the motions to extend time or something else?
No.
It's approved without objection.
Jim Brown actually caused this problem. He said that we had to extend time. And I'm pretty sure we just heard... We did have an objection. Monsieur objected. So it seems that what we have to do, because we're already past time on this, we can't do anything until we extend time. And for some reason, Monsieur had an objection to extending time. Monsieur, what was your objection?
To 11, whatever was 11:10 or
15.
11:15. 11:15 East Coast time, right?
Yes.
No, Pacific.
Yeah,
no. Let's stay on all night.
Yes, that's 30 minutes from now.
That's 30 minutes from now. I don't think that we're in disagreement here, people. That's an extension for 30 minutes, effectively. Are there any objections to that?
Here, point of information before.
Ron, the question first, actually.
Adriana
Casney. I understand that, but I ask a question first, and I want my question answered first. Are there any objections?
This is Rhonda.
Minutes. Yes, Rhonda, do you have an objection?
I don't have an objection, but I do have a question as to whether I have an objection. Because we're already 15 minutes into the executive session, and then if we take more time... Are we going to be able to extend the executive session where we have important business that we need to take care of?
Point of order, Jonathan.
We'll have to take that up or adjourn this meeting right away or something
point
like
of order.
That. I'm sorry, Serene, there was a point of information before your point of order. Correct me if I'm mistaken, Adriana had a point of information.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You called Rhonda, and you told her to wait for your question, and then you called on Rhonda.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, I'm calling on Adriana now. Sorry.
Rhonda.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Doing the best I can. But, Adriana, what's your question, please?
Yes, sir. But first of all, the motion to extend time is not debatable, but the
that's
main issue
question.
Here, you are
you have a question.
Right. My question is, you are allowed to vote a person that we are discussing is part of this board or not. How is that dichotomy work? Mm. I mean, we have a person we are discussing right now, if a director is or is not in this board anymore, and in the meantime, we allow somebody that nobody, obviously we don't know if he's in this board or not, to vote and have objections.
I understand your question now. And
no?
I realize that it seems that way, but I don't believe that we're actually on that. I mean, at a point we would be there, but right now, excuse me.
We allow that person to vote, to make objections and vote. Sir, I don't understand that part. Can you explain it to me?
His objection was about the time. And there were no objections to extending the time, so I don't see how that affects things. I do take your point, however. If we were voting on whether or not person X was whatever, yeah, the person would recuse himself from the vote, but I don't believe that's what happened because we haven't made it there yet, oddly enough. We were just able to extend time, unless I'm mistaken. And if that answers your question, I do believe that right now, Shabanda has the floor. I'm sorry, Mr. Brown, did I give you a chance to speak?
I'm still here. No, you did not.
I apologize. Please speak.
It is. I listened to the director who was reading the sections of the bylaws and so forth, but they kept leaving out the word due process. And the reason I'm asking that question is because I know that there are people who are sitting on the KPFK LSD who are holding public offices, and these people who are speaking to Sharon Brown know that. And they won't. They just sit back and don't say anything about it. So, what is the reason for attacking Sharon Brown? There is a lot of validity to what Campisi says. That what he says is absolutely correct, and what they're saying is misinterpreting and skewing the what's actually there to be something else.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great.
Shabanda?
Was that a question?
Thank you. Yes, can I be heard?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, I want to just appreciate this call and this meeting, and also want to appreciate, you know, the people that we are to represent when we are on these phone calls, most definitely. But I wanted to raise a criticism of the chair in tonight's meeting, and, you know, I just noticed, you know, just a total bias and also, you know, just unprincipled stance in his role today, just a bunch of little slick comments made to, you know, women on this board, and, you know, primarily Adriana and Serene, that just, you know, I don't think should be tolerated. And I can't tolerate it. And as a board member, I think we all deserve our respect. And I just really don't believe that this, you know, we're concentrating on the task at hand, and that's making sure that the people have, you know, a radio network that they can depend on, and delivering them the programming that, you know, they deserve, and they should, that they could, you know, better their life with. So I don't, you know, I really don't unite with the way this meeting is being conducted, and also just the bias. It's we're not getting anything done, and the politic is not being held in front of us, the goal and what we need to do. Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Okay, I hear on the sack, please.
Amen.
Amen again.
Mr. Shibanda, as you can see, sometimes members tend to speak out of turn, and this is the type of behavior that I'm trying to discourage. I have a great deal of respect for the way you addressed yourself and this body, and you waited till it was your turn, and sometimes I have a problem with that, and perhaps if that bothered me earlier, and I did something that seemed impartial, for that I apologize. I believe the next person on the stack was Aki.
Well, I just wanted to also make a comment that I just appreciate the fact that you are very, very, you know, done the effective as best you can, considering all of the roadblocks that you had to deal with. And next time we have a parliamentarian, I think that we'll probably do a little bit better. And I agree with the previous speaker that we need to do the business of the radio. And I think that's the only thing that we should all should focus on every time we open our mouth.
Serene would like to make a comment.
Are you speaking to this matter, Serene?
I'm speaking in the vein of the members who spoke before me.
Go on.
So there has been tremendous disrespect and characterization of people's motives, especially coming from the chair. And that is so inappropriate. I know that we haven't dealt with the motion, maybe you can ask someone to pound one. We have not dealt with the motion about ratifying the officer elections, but I think it might be a good idea to reconsider whether it's difficult to chair these meetings. I remember there was a meeting, and after that meeting, everyone was saying, oh, it was horrible, I was abused. The person who was shouting and cussing and saying shut up was talking about how badly abused they were.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campisi on a point of personal privilege.
May I speak?
On a point of personal privilege.
Ms. Roberts, you're simply... I understand your point, but...
You're making my point right now by interrupting me.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Behavior,
I'm going to interrupt you.
I
can't stay up at night. I object to you using our time this way. And all the other speakers, too. We have a motion on the floor.
Go,
we should be dealing with the motion on the floor.
Jonathan, why
that's right.
You interrupt me?
You're both out of order. Both of
no,
you.
No, we're not both out of order. I asked to speak. I recognized. I was interrupted first by him
recognized.
And then by you. You know,
Ms. Roberts, you have had a chance to speak at the very least as much as anyone else in this body this evening. And I'm trying to be fair, and I'm trying to be impartial. But you continually provide us with this dilatory behavior.
Wow.
And Mr. Campisi,
your
point is well taken.
Wow.
See, that's exactly what I mean. That behavior right there, that snarky comment, that's sarcasm. That's actually unacceptable. It's actually out of order, believe it or not. Ms. Roberts, that is out of order.
You are congratulating him on his behavior. Great.
Can't you start in request for information?
We are now getting back to the issue on the floor. I hope that was your question, Nancy.
Yeah, what's the motion?
Robert, Mark for the stack.
And what's the motion on the floor?
Point of order.
Is the motion
Robert
on the
Mark?
Floor the extension?
Aki, Mr. Secretary, will you please inform them of
point
the motion? No, as a matter of fact, just to clarify, it is not the extension. The extension was passed because there were no objections. It's my understanding the timekeeper withdrew his objection. Not that it matters, because we just blew 15 minutes on this and that. And that's behavior that I'm trying to discourage, regardless of how you think I do it.
Wait, now, last I heard...
Mistaken. Who was that?
It was Nancy. The last I heard was we before the extension, we had a point of order. I didn't hear any motion.
I appreciate your help, Nancy. Unfortunately, you're not the secretary. And I do appreciate
I'm trying to clarify. How did a motion come in to a point of order? I thought we were on a point of order. Is that right or not?
There should be no points of order until this point is resolved. The right now is just a bunch of debate back and forth, and please do correct me if I'm wrong. It's just a bunch of debate back and forth over whether or not Sharon Brown was seated, and that's fine. People can speak to this if they wish, but speak to it, it's just best if you just ask to be on the stack.
Okay, and that was a point of order, correct? Whether or not Sharon should... Okay. Thank you.
And there was... There was a challenge to the ruling on that point.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Robert,
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Robert Mark, you have the floor.
Yes. I just want to point out a couple of points on the merits of what we're voting on, which is a challenge to the chair on this issue. The first issue is the removal of a board member is a separate procedure than replacing a board member when the seat becomes vacant. The seat, according to the LSB in Los Angeles, became vacant upon the discovery that a member was a public official as outlined in the bylaws. Now, I give due deference to Mr. Campisi's understanding of the law, that there apparently are exceptions to what is a public official under California law, but it seems to me that the remaining issue is whether or not this commission, it's not an advisory committee, it's a commission in Los Angeles County, is in fact an advisory commission or whether it does business. And since I have no knowledge of L.A. County, I have to give due deference to the people at the radio station in Los Angeles County that they made their determination and that finding of fact on the basis of information available to them. So since we are here, either we're going to reject the acceptance of their report or we're going to accept their report, but it seems to me that some deference is due to them.
Nancy Sorden,
and I had asked for the stack, please. I don't know where
Who
I am.
Who was that?
Robert.
I'm pretty sure you've spoken on this matter. I would find it hard to believe, but not a problem.
The chair.
Is there anyone else here? Let me try to straighten this out. Is there anyone else after Nancy?
I have a point of personal privilege, please.
Yes, I
have already spoken because this is a situation, and Ms. Roberts, I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong, that people who have not already spoken should be allowed to speak. But I would be happy to add you to the stack. But right now,
I asked for the stack before we extended time. I have not spoken. on this issue, and I don't appreciate your smart little comments every time I ask for the floor. You recognize me when I ask for the floor,
my comments
just
are
like everybody else.
Order.
Please, I don't need your comments either. That's exactly the information, okay? Look, Nancy has the floor. I'm just trying to understand what Alex was saying before I give Nancy.
I don't need to hear what you are thinking.
I would like to be on the stack, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Roberts?
I would like, Rhonda Garner.
Ms. Roberts, would you please just repeat that you have a point of personal privilege or something? Would you mind?
I asked for the stack some time back. I raised a point of personal privilege at your thinking you need to make a comment every time I ask for the floor. You don't need to make a comment. You need to recognize me in the order in which I ask to speak. That's it.
Blah, 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 blah. Nancy, do you have something to say?
You're
at the floor.
Yes, I do. Okay. All right.
I'm an idiot. Don't worry about it.
Okay, the KPFK LSC, they didn't do the due process. Okay, other than the other things that's been mentioned about, you know, Sharon should not have been thrown off of there. They initiated this process, but they never did due process. You know, they just did it like that. They did it in one night. They did it like that. Plus, people. It's not true that they just discovered this. They knew it all along, and all of a sudden they decided to that they were going to like act on this. And they have not removed other people that are on their LSC that hold public office. So this could be looked at as a discrimination against Sharon. They haven't done due process, so we should not recognize them. They haven't given equal treatment to all the members on their LSC because other members on their LSC actually hold public office, and they haven't removed them. And they've known that Sharon had this position at the time that she was elected. And they never removed her.
Okay.
And so it's very hypocritical for them to do this all at once and to also not carry out due process, to not do it according to, you know, how they're supposed to do it. They're not supposed to do it in one night like that.
Alex,
do I have the floor?
Adriana. Yes, Alex has the floor.
First, I would like to thank Mr. Campisi for presenting some very good arguments for overturning the decision of the KPFK LSD. However, I'm not entirely convinced by those arguments because I think Grace Aaron.
Who's speaking?
This is Alex Steinberg.
Thank you.
I think Grace Aaron made some excellent arguments as well and pointed out. That whether a body is considered to be advisory or not is not the crucial issue, according to our bylaws. Even applying for a position of a public office is enough to disqualify.
I'm sorry, Alex. Can everyone please mute their phones if you're not speaking? Go ahead, Alex.
I have not heard anyone speak to that issue. In fact, most of the discussion tonight, I've hardly heard anybody actually address a real issue, but just a lot of bluster and rhetoric. I'm also sympathetic to the argument voiced by the delegate from KPFT that we should probably defer to the decision of the KPFK LSB. I also find it somewhat amusing that those people who were previously arguing that a body that elected an official that election cannot be overturned by another body are now arguing exactly the opposite in this case. The KPFK LSB elected this person to the national board and then removed this person from the national board, and they are telling us that it's improper
that it is our duty as members of the PNB to overturn the decisions of the elected of the electoral body of the KPFK LSP. Well, you can't have both sides of this argument. You're either on one side or the other. I think this goes to show that some members here are not.
They're not the same.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And again, I'm going to remind folks, please, just try to be respectful and not speak out of turn. Ms. Roberts, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'll point out a couple of things briefly. No one discovered anything about Sharon Brown. When they recruited her to run, the same people who are after her now are the people who recruited her to run and who were completely familiar with her unpaid work, you know, as one of the small black business representatives of the area. I don't have the language in front of me, and for fear of creating a privilege for someone, I won't name them, but I did send a definition of the particular job, quote, job that she's doing. If someone can repost that to the PNB, it would be helpful. So I agree, we're all shocked with Mr. Campisi's earlier statement, his analysis of the situation. And I think more than anything else, there is a process. When they recruited her to run in 2015, they knew who she was. They are angry that upon, I suppose, closer knowledge of them, she no longer was as close. You know, that's the thing about getting to know people. And this is retribution. And that may be fine for some people, but there's still a process to be followed. And they need to follow the process. And people who are always trying to find parallels to other things, you have to follow the process. They didn't follow the process in 2016 in New York, and they're not following the process now. And as the PNB, which is the final authority within Pacifica with regard to the bylaws, which we have to live with, like them or not, until we can change things, you got to follow the process that's in the bylaws. They sent her a letter saying, we're going to give you a trial and an opportunity to, they being the chair, to bring this matter before the PNB in March. So how do they remove her in February without an opportunity to prepare and speak on the issue? And then in that letter, they said, if you value your reputation, you will just back away from this. We can't sanction that kind of behavior. The person who wrote that letter might want to consider resigning. Because I want to think that is not the Pacifica way, in spite of the madness that surrounds us. There's a process. Follow the process. That's been the problem with Pacifica all along. And that's the problem that's killing us now. Friend or foe, the same set of rules should apply. You don't get to cherry pick. The delegates sent her. Her situation did not change. And they knew it. So there's dishonesty, there's duplicity, there's you name it. That's what's being practiced here, and that's what we cannot sanction. Thank you.
Next to the stack is Adriana. Mansoor, I want to remind you that everyone has 90 seconds.
Benito to the stack.
Yes, Benito,
Mr.
I have
Mr. Chair, I don't have any problem, but I think that I heard before Rhonda Garner asking for the floor before me. But if it's not, I can go.
I'm not sure I'm doing my best here. Ms. Garner, did you ask to be added to the stack?
Yes, I did.
Thank you very much, Adriana.
You
go then, Adriana.
Thank you.
Then Benito, what was that last person? I'm sorry?
Chibanda. Chibanda.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Gardner.
When Ms. Roberts had the floor before and she was speaking about the other radio station, she said that they let her, basically she implied that they let her on the board knowing that she had this office. Well, if that's the case, then that is the first break and problem. Excuse me?
Please, no comments unless you have the floor.
So anyway, I just wanted to comment on that. So it seems to me like Serene was claiming that she was put on knowing that she had this office and that they're only now wanting her off because they've gotten to know her and don't agree with her. When the real principal point is if they knew she had the office to begin with, then she shouldn't be on there. And shame on the board for allowing her to be on there in the first place. Thank you.
Sabrina to the stack. Sabrina to the stack.
Okay, Sabrina, you're on the stack.
Adrian.
And up next is Adriana.
Thank you. Well, I believe that, you know, they didn't allow the hearing, like it's in our bylaws. The process, like Serene explained, is very clear. They provide no opportunity for the person to be heard. Mm-hmm. I think that we are, this is the democracy that we are living in our country right now, right? Not guilty until proven innocent. But it's more than that. We have, I asked directly, even the chair, even Jan Goodman, do you know, for example, that some people at this point in your actual board, and nobody's asking for that, you have some members that are already holding an elected public office in LA County Central Committee. You know, but you are not, are you keeping that in case like some kind of threaten, if you don't vote the way that we want, we will bring this and we take you out? I mean, it's not any chair anywhere, but even less like that in a standing committee of the PNB cannot determine by his or her own to remove a delegate for whatever reason. And that is exactly what happened already on the KPSC with the KPSK RSD chair. You cannot, an LSD cannot improperly remove someone from an LSD. Really wonderful. It's the same person that is not in the board that let people talk during 3 minutes and then obviously the 90 seconds. Thank you, sir. You are showing your color. Thank you.
Catherine to the stack.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campy on a point of information.
What is your question, Bill?
I read to you earlier the Roberts Rules of Order that says when you're debating an appeal of a point of order, each person gets to speak one time only, except for the chair, and I'm wondering if you're dispensing with that rule or are you going to apply that rule?
Well, my intention is to apply that rule for your information, and I'm I apologize. I'm pretty sure that everybody gets to speak once. Shabana did speak earlier. Sabrina has not spoken on this issue, and Catherine has not spoken on this issue. That just about covers almost the whole board.
Being to a point of order.
What's your point of order?
What is the ruling that the chair made with regard to this issue?
That's not a point of order.
Well, I guess you're right. It's a request for information.
Okay, and again, your question?
when it was mentioned by Mr. Campisi, I think, or maybe someone else a minute ago, that we're supposed to be dealing with a ruling of the chair, right?
Yes, sir, from about 45 minutes ago.
Right, and I'm asking, what is that ruling? I don't remember any kind of ruling on this issue.
The chair ruled that, that Adriana's point was not well taken. And Adriana's point of order was in regards to this Sharon Brown situation. I mean, I'm pretty clear what we're talking about here. Does that actually answer your question, Mr. Benito?
Not really. I can you be more specific?
Again,
I can invite him.
Is that Aki? Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Mm-hmm. Right. The basic ruling was the point of order was to see Sharon Brown from KTFK, and the chair ruled against that, and that was a challenge to the chair's ruling.
And just okay. To clarify, we are gone through all the people who are speaking. After you would be Sabrina, then Catherine. Again, Shabanda spoke earlier on this topic, according to this long list I have here, or at least Sabrina and Catherine have not had a chance to speak on this. So, Sabrina, please go. 90 seconds.
Well, I don't know that. Well,
I'm sorry. Just a moment. Did I answer your question?
Am I Rick?
Just want to be sure I'm answering your question. Again,
no, that's fine.
Be clear. Okay. Please, Sabrina.
Well, I was just going to comment. I don't think that Siobhan just spoke on this issue.
I have a bunch of scribbly notes here on my paper, and I'm pretty sure he did.
Your general behavior, and I don't mean to speak for him or anyone else, but it was not about this issue.
Can I speak, Shabanda?
Yes, sir, please. Did you speak earlier on this issue or not? I can accept your word.
I don't think I spoke on this issue. It was more of a criticism, but I do have I do want to speak on this issue in particular, if that's allowed.
You know what? You are correct. I do recall the criticism that helped me to remember. I apologize. You have 90 seconds.
All right, Uhuru, again, thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. Sorry. Robert,
am I to speak?
I'm sorry, I can hear someone saying something. Go ahead, Shabanda. You have
this is Roberts. I'm sorry. I have a question.
What is your question?
No offense, Emma, but I thought you said Sabrina, Kathy, and then Shabanda.
No, I just explained. As a matter of fact, Shabanda just explained that he did not speak on this before. He actually had a comment
I'm
to make.
I'm not questioning whether he has a right to speak. I'm asking whether you had not recognized Sabrina, Kathy, and then Shabanda. I thought that's what I heard you say.
I switched the order because I thought Shabanda had already spoken on this topic. But as he just explained, he did not speak on this topic.
And neither did Kathy or Sabrina, but go on, whatever.
So, but he has to be on the stack first. And
point of parliamentary privilege.
That's as fair as I can be on this. Who's that with the point of parliamentary privilege?
This is Mark.
Yes, Mark.
It's past our time deadline, and so we need to extend if we're going to continue the debate.
Jan Goodman called the question.
The question has been called. Aki, please take roll.
Jonathan, I have a question.
Who is that with the question?
Robert.
Roberts, what is your question?
That's me. There are like three people. I'm sorry, that's a point of order. Adriana is making a point of order.
But you're...
Are you there?
Adriana.
You allow the person ask a
call the question when she wasn't on the floor and she cannot jump the stack to make a motion like that. You know that, right? Are we
okay,
asking that?
That's not a motion. We're at time for this subject. Okay, we're at time for this.
No, sir. No, sir. She called the question when she wasn't recognized and she was on the floor. Call it a question. It's a motion.
But there's no point of order during a point of order. And she called the question, and so now we can do a vote.
No, I'm sorry. Point of order.
That's not being recognized.
Grace, may I be recognized,
Grace,
please?
May be recognized.
Okay. The time has expired for this meeting and this debate. If someone wants to move an extension of time, it will take a two-thirds vote for it to pass. Otherwise,
I move to extend time. Ms. Sabrina, I move to extend time by 10 minutes.
I second the motion. This is Bill Campisi.
Are there any objections to extending time for 10 minutes? Hearing no objections, we will extend for 10 minutes, and Sabrina has the floor. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You just said 10. Okay.
Never mind. No, just a moment. I'm sorry. Shabanda actually had the floor. Just.
Again, thank you. I want to just speak on this issue. I want to unite with those who are struggling for the process. I think the listeners will have more confidence in our ability to lead this board and lead Pacifica Radio Networks if we struggle to follow the procedures. If, you know, that's what they're there for. They're there to protect the interest of our listeners and not the interest of us as individual board members. So, you know, I just wanted to just state that if we are really in the interest of our listeners, then we should struggle to make sure that the processes are carried out. Oh.
Thank you. Sabrina, you're next.
With everything that's been brought up as far, and thank you, Mr. Chair, with everything that's been brought up, especially the points that Ms. Roberts brought up in regards to Sharon Brown, it seems to me like this is some kind of witch hunt. If these are facts as far as other people holding offices and still being on the board and not being thought to be taken off of the board, then it's some kind of witch hunt. And I think we as the national board and the final ruling body of Pacifica Foundation, then we need to investigate this a little further. I'm sorry to make this, keep this issue on the, alive, but, that's what we're supposed to do. We need to be fair as far as what's happening here. It seems like, with Sharon Brown, it's like all of a sudden everybody's pulling out everything, all the stops, looking at the bylaws, looking at this law, looking at California law, et cetera, et cetera. So if that's the case with her, why is it not the case with other folks? I have a lot of questions. So I got a lot of requests for information as far as the Sharon Brown issue is concerned. And I don't think that we should let this go until we have a full investigation of her and everybody else who holds offices and are sitting on local station boards or on this national board. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina. Next is Catherine.
Thank you. I have two points I'd like to make. One is that I object to the personal characterizations that are being used, one of board member to the other. I think that it's unnecessary, and I would ask that everyone make an effort to not make personal characterizations of each other and make accusation based on assumption of motive. I feel that's very inappropriate. If there are members of the LSBs that are elected officials, then I agree that should be investigated. I have no objection to that. But that doesn't change the fact that we're voting on at this moment or that we're considering at this moment. If there are other people who fall under that category, then they something can be done about it. That should be brought to the table, but it doesn't eliminate the problem that we're facing right now with Ms. Brown. And finally, I would just like to say that it would have been nice to have had some due process as a member of the WBAI, PNB, when I don't remember any opportunity to speak to the issue. In fact, I remember the delegates being barred from the PNB to the extent of hidden phone numbers and people being called into the PNB. So I would like to see some equal fairness there in people's speech to recognize what they had done already and not pretend.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Yes, Jan.
Has everybody else spoken who's in front of me?
Yeah, Jan, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm extremely curious, and maybe this is in being on the stack and a point of personal privilege. This is personal privilege. I have been hearing people talking about that there are other people on the LSB, and it sounded like the Los Angeles LSB, the KPFK LSB, who hold public office. And and it sounded like they mean in the present day, and I'm very concerned about that, and I would like people who have stated that to please state what those people's names are and their positions, because that's very important to our integrity on the station. So, on this nonprofit corporation, we're trying to follow the bylaws. So I believe that Adriana stated that there was somebody who, held public office, and there were a number of other people, and I think it's important that they be asked, either the chair allow them to answer, or the chair request that they state who these people are, so that we can not have this innuendo and mystery, because as far as I know, the last person who held public office or held an appointed office tonight was Maria Armudian, who was removed.
What is your point of order?
Benito to the stack.
Benito, did you already speak to this topic?
Yes, I did.
Okay, we can't go around endlessly for this topic. Everybody, first of all, if there's anyone who has not had a chance to speak on this, that's fine. But I
Mr.
thought
Chair?
That Ms. Goodman called the
this
question.
This is Roberts with a point of order. I don't know if you heard me.
I have an objection.
I'm still
looking
at
point of order
because he wants to be on the stack.
I
He's
can't
there. Ms. Roberts, you have a point of order, but we have a point of order
already.
Dealing with a point of order. And Bill Campisi, you have a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, my personal privilege
is... So the personal privilege trumps the, so to speak. Sorry,
yes,
folks.
Actually.
The point of order?
Your point of order yields,
to
first of all, regular, and your point of order yields
Jonathan,
to my personal privilege.
Jonathan, will you chair the meeting?
Ms. Roberts, I heard what you had to say. You had a point of personal privilege, or you had a point of order, but I explained that while we're dealing with a point of order, and so we can't go to another point of order. And now
I'm sorry.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Okay, Bill, can I try to get
Bill? What's your point of personal privilege?
My point of personal privilege is it's getting late. I want the Roberts Rules of Orders applied per Article 16. Everybody gets to speak once except the chair, and then debate is over and we vote. And I am requesting that the chair enforce Roberts Rules of Order in that regard so we can get this done.
So you are now so calling the question.
Sorry. I have a parliamentary inquiry.
One point, hold on. Mr. Chairman, when you call the question, that is a separate motion that requires a two-thirds vote to end debate. No, on a point of order, debate is over under Robert's Rules of Order when everybody has spoken once and you've spoken twice at the beginning and the end. Debate is over. We don't have to call the question.
I don't see anyone on my list here who has not spoken on this topic. If there is someone here who has had a chance to speak, and we are at time, since we are at time on this.
So I'm going to...
Mr. Chair, this is Andrea. I'd like to ask a question.
You have 30
Andrea
seconds.
Andrea Turner, you have a request for information. What is your question?
Before we vote, could you clearly state what are we voting specifically on? Are we I'd appreciate that.
I would too. The secretary will clearly state that for us. Thank you very much for that request, though.
Finished.
And again, if there is anyone who has not yet had a chance to speak on this topic, I will let them speak. However, according to my stack here,
Mr. Chair,
and no one.
Mr. Chair, I had a second part to my question that I wasn't finished.
I'm sorry. Who is that?
Parliamentary.
Andrea Turner.
Yeah.
Okay. The second part of your question briefly, then we have to go to Aki.
Right. We need to know exactly what we're voting on, especially in terms of public office versus being appointed position. We need because you can elect it. Can you at least respond to that, or outline it before we do vote, because that wasn't
where
It got very muddled.
Thank you. We
thank
are
you.
Actually not voting on whether or not what type of office she holds or anything like that at all. Mr. Secretary, will you please explain for the board?
What have we been discussing?
Right. Well, what we've been discussing is that there was a point of order to ask why Sharon Brown was not seated on the PNB, and the chair basically ruled that she was off the board because of the report issued by the KPFKA board. And so there was a challenge to the chair's ruling on that, and that's what we've been debating for the last whatever minutes.
And now you may take the vote.
Okay, so this is a vote to yes would be to support the ruling of the chair, and no would be to go against the ruling of the chair. So, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. And David Beaton?
Yes.
Mr. Secretary, please repeat the answers, yes or no. You would say,
okay, David
Grace
Beaton
Aaron.
Is yes. Grace Aaron is yes. David Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Okay. Bill Campisi?
Jim Brown, no. You have to repeat the answers, please.
Bill Campisi?
Bill Campisi, no.
Okay. Andriana?
Adriana Castaneda? No.
Okay. Bill Claudio?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Catherine Davis?
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Benito Diaz?
No.
Okay. Brenda Gano?
Yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Vote no.
Okay. Ken Lawfer?
Yes.
Okay. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Mansour?
Yes to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Nancy Sullivan?
No.
Nancy Sullivan is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg is yes. Pemba Tsuchibanda?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No. Definitely
okay.
No, because it wasn't clear.
Mosquito
no.
Washington?
No.
No? Okay, so we're going to go back to, let's see, who that? Okay, Bill Clausier?
Yes.
Okay. And Jonathan Alexander?
You have to vote yes.
The chair votes yes.
Oh, my God.
They have voting.
Okay. And, what's that?
That's somebody telling somebody to vote yes.
Someone telling right. The chair will vote yes.
Well, so Aki Tanaka abstain. All right.
Point of information.
I'm going to just wait.
Well, whose question is the point of information?
Okay, what? Okay, go ahead.
I can't hear.
Are you allowed? Okay. You're allowed. The person that I finish. I'm sorry. May I finish? I declare
just a moment, please, Andrea. Can everyone mute their phones, please? Please, can everyone mute their phones if you're not speaking?
Sir, you allow the person...
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campisi on a point of personal privilege. Could we have the vote before she raises a point? Can we just know what the tally is first?
Yes, the tally is 11 yes, 10 no.
Crozier wants to change his vote to abstain. Did you hear me?
Okay. All right. So Bill Crozier is abstain. All right. And is that? All right. So it's 10 yes, 10 no, and 2 abstention.
I'm sorry, sir, but I have 9 yes, 10 no. I'm sorry, one abstention, and you are allowing a member that is not a member to vote? Nobody answered that? He cannot vote till he's seated. How can be he seated if we didn't vote yet? How that happen? Can
he gets to vote to kick her out so he can have the seat.
he's not... That person is not a member yet till we decide that Sharon Brown is not a member anymore. How that happened, sir? The same happened with the affiliate. Isn't something strange there? Should Miss Sharon Brown be allowed to vote?
Mr. Tanaka.
Or her replacement.
Go through the role and
we decide innocent or not.
Please, just a moment, Adriana. Just a moment, please.